Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
For its second season, the Holding Court podcast is back and better than ever at its new home, Interval Presents. Listen as host and author, activist, TV host, and former public defender Ebony K. Williams gives a glimpse inside the courtroom and cross-examines renowned people and cases that have made headlines. Every week, Ebony uses her knowledge to analyze how the law influences society, culture, and our futures in a way that is raw, genuine, and unfiltered. Ebony and cultural commentator Dustin Ross dissect what cases are being heard currently in court using savvy legal analysis and practical commentary to give instructional moments for us all to navigate a broken system. Listen to Holding Court with Ebony K. Williams on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. Welcome to Getting Real with the Housewives, a housewife podcast from right here at Us Weekly, where we break down all your latest housewives news, give you exclusive interviews with your favorite ladies, and dish the dirt on all things Real Housewives related. I'm your host, Christina Garibaldi. This week, we sit down with Real Housewives of Atlanta star Candy Burris, who talks about her feud with Marlo, if she would ever join Ultimate Girls Trip, and why she wanted to join the celebrity renovation show. Well, Candy, it's good to see you as always.
It's great to see you as well.
I'm loving the season of Housewives, but before we get into that, I love that you are on the show Celebrity Renovation. What made you want to be a part of it? I know that you are transforming your aunt's home, right?
Yes. When the opportunity came up, you know, it just was like, okay, this could be an awesome opportunity to redo my aunt's home, which was originally my grandmother's home. And so I was super excited about it. I just was, you know, feeling like, oh, okay, you know, because it's the family home where we all go out to eat. We have our family dinners and all of that stuff for years. That's where we always have gone. And so I just was like really super excited about this opportunity. Yeah,
it's a special place. I mean, what was your aunt's reaction?
You know, at first I couldn't tell what she was thinking. I was like, okay, does she like it or not? But at first she was like, she was saying that she loved it. And every day now she'll call me and tell me, oh, I love what she did. I think it was so different. Like, it is extremely different to what obviously was there before. So I think it's that shock factor of like, is this the same house?
Yeah. So were you very involved in the plans and the design and the look for it?
Well, with the design, it's more like they come up with the design and they come up with the creative. They give you, you know, like so your opinions or whatever, but it's like they come up with it. And I'm glad that they do that, because sometimes when you are a part of a home for so long, like for me, you know, my grandmother, you know, had the house since before I was born. And then my aunt moved there when I was like 4. Okay. So, yeah, like I've never seen it any different. And I don't know if I would have had the vision to come up with what they did. You know, I just felt like it was just like, wow. I think I was more excited than my aunt was. Like, I was like, oh my God, like, I cannot wait till we do the next family dinner over here. That's how I was feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was really exciting. You know, I don't even think I can describe it, because when you can do something like that for a family member and give them, like, okay, say for instance, little things, like my aunt has never owned a dishwasher in her entire life. So to have like this new kitchen, this new living room and all of this stuff with all of these gadgets, I'm like, we have to like literally just go through and tell her how to use
everything. Yes. Oh my God. That's so funny. I'm sure she's been like, where has this been all my life? Right. Oh, I love that. I can't wait to see it. I'm sure it's got to feel so good for you to be able to give back in such a nice way too.
Oh, for sure. Because you know, it's like, I think it's actually a conversation that I had before with, you know, with my cousin, one of my cousins. I was like, yo, like, we really need to redo or change up Aunt Bertha's house. Like, let's do something, because, you know, we're always there. But now, you know, the funny thing is, she was like, yeah, y'all can't sit in here. And I'm like, okay, wait a minute. So now we redid all of this, and now we can't even sit in your living room anymore. Like, that's not fair.
I love that so much. That is so great. You know, we are, you know, several episodes into, more than halfway through the season of Atlanta. What has been the most surprising thing watching this season back so far? Because obviously you don't know what a lot of the ladies say in the confessionals and things like that. So what's kind of really stood out to you?
Well, the thing that really stood out to me the most was simply that all the negative things that were said about me when I wasn't around, that I never even knew was happening until I watched the show back.
Yeah.
That was, for me, I don't know about everybody else, I was totally in shock. Like, what? So like, I didn't even realize that I was in that place with some of the ladies, or that they felt that way, you know, until I watched the show. I was just like, oh, okay. It really changed how I felt about them, actually.
Really? Like, who in particular? Who kind of changed your opinion the most? Who did you change your opinion?
I mean, obviously it was, you know, Marlo and Sheree. You know, some of the things that they were saying to each other when I wasn't around, I was like, wow, like, because I had never had any arguments or any drama with them coming into this year. I'm thinking we're all good. And so I know, like, as we got into filming, you know, some of the ladies were telling me, oh, yeah, they're saying some things, but I didn't really know what it was until I watched it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are you and Marlo good now? I know we didn't see you guys make amends, you know, over KFC, but wasn't an apology.
It was short-lived. It was short-lived because basically, like I said, they told the story of how we kind of became back on speaking terms after the Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
In Jamaica, the KFC was pretty good. So, I mean, food always can heal, with the food for the soul, you know, that's what they say, and kind of heals all wounds for a second. But yeah, after that, I think when the show aired and I started seeing some of the other things that was said and done, I just was kind of like, yeah, I'm good on her.
Yeah, good on that. No, were you, you know, were you surprised at how things went down with her in Jamaica? You know, there were the kind of back and forth between the two of you.
What? Yes. I mean, overall, I kind of felt like, okay, girl. She tried it. That's how I felt. And then we were going back and forth and the argument really went out of hand. You know, the thing I didn't expect was like how low she went towards Todd and the disrespect that she was throwing his way, because I'm like, now any other time, if we're out and about, she wants to hang out. Like, Todd is her boy. That's her homie. And then it's like, you go straight for him. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like she's going at me saying crazy things about me, she immediately starts talking crazy about my husband. And it's really because she knows that's something that is going to set me off or whatever. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's just kind of like, you know, now you've killed another, you know, cool relationship that you had, you know, just because you're just disrespectful.
Right. Should husbands and children always be off limits? Because I know you, Kenya says about Ross this week that he was aggressive, and Sonia obviously, you know, was taken back about that. Should husbands and kids be off limits?
Well, I always feel like the kids definitely should be off limits. Mm-hmm. As far as the thing with the husbands are concerned is that I feel like it's kind of an unfair situation. Like the guys can never win in that situation because like the ladies could talk about them, but as soon as they say something crazy about one of the women, or Lord forbid, they call them out their name, then everybody is jumping down the guy's throat, even if he's correct in why he's defending himself. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like people are always going to say, oh, you're arguing with women. Like, you know, they're just going to look bad no matter what. So it's like they're always in a losing situation. So I just feel like when it comes to that, if you're speaking on one of our husbands, like we have to go to bat for our husbands. And now you're going to really, it's like we're going to war now.
Definitely. Totally. And, you know, obviously you all go to bat for your children. What do you make of everything going on with Garcelle and her son? I don't know if you've been following how, you know, Bravo released a statement about, you know.
That was crazy. Yeah. I didn't really know what happened until I heard that, you know, Bravo had released a statement. And then, so of course, you know, that made me want to investigate. But no, one of our fan pages had also posted some information where a gentleman basically was saying that he was paid to send bots to her page. And I just thought that was horrible. So I did reach out to Garcelle, and I was just basically letting her know, like, I don't know if you saw this information, but you should know what's going on. Because it's just, people go too far on this show. It's happened on our show as well. Like, people go too far. And I'm like, you have to understand, guys, like, it is not that deep.
Right.
It's not that deep. Like, I know we argue back and forth, you know, we have our dramas or whatever, but sometimes, like, these ladies really just go too far. Having that happen and people start attacking the social media pages for our at one of our children is that's terrible. I'm just glad that Garcelle is a lady. She's such a lady, you know what I mean? Because me, I am not.
Seriously, I would not be acting like that either. She
Yes, like, honey, oh, it's war now. Like,
seriously.
I didn't even know you could do that. Like, I didn't even know that you could pay a company to send bots to somebody's page. I'm like, this is new.
Insane.
You guys are really going all out for your drama, okay?
Seriously. Was Garcelle okay, though? She's, you know, like you said, she's...
She was definitely shocked, appalled, and just disappointed, and basically saying the same thing that I'm saying, is that it's never that serious.
Yeah.
Like, it's not that deep. Why would someone do, you know, I mean, from her point, you know, like, why would somebody do that to her? You know, for the sake of, you know, this drama that we have on this TV show, basically.
Right.
It's like, girl, bye.
Yeah, exactly. You know, no, so, seriously.
Yeah.
Well, it seems like, are we finally going to see She by Sheree? Is this happening?
Yeah. I mean, we're going to see it on the show. I hope that we see it online soon and be able to purchase it. No, she said that... She said that she told everybody to get their credit cards ready. So what I will say, you know, I guess it's okay to say, because it has been in the blogs that she did pull it off. I want you at home have to watch so you can actually see the designs hit the runway. But I'm going to be honest and say, personally, there are some things that I would love to purchase. Mm-hmm. So I would tell everybody, get your credit cards ready. Now, that's going to be the real test.
Right.
Will she have it up and ready for us to purchase it and actually receive it? I hope so.
Right. Hopefully the clothes are still not in Alaska. Hopefully they made their way here.
Right.
Were you surprised that she did pull it off? Because it seemed like, you know, up until like a week before, she really didn't have any of the designs together.
Honestly, I was a little scared because I just felt like, like I wasn't sure, you know, I just kind of felt like, she sounded like she wasn't going to be able to pull it off because it sounded like, you know, they didn't know where the designs were. They wasn't going to make it. Some people didn't even do them. And it sounded like she had different companies working on different things and nobody was really coming together on what they were supposed to be doing. So I just kind of was like, girl, if you show up one more season and we do not see She by Sheree come together, it's going to be a problem.
It's going to be a problem. Were you shocked to see Tyrone walk through the doors?
I was super shocked about that. Now that, I was like, what? Like, what's that meme of Sheree that goes around? That's how I was feeling. I definitely was feeling that way. I was like, oh. Because I didn't know that at the time, I didn't know that she wasn't really happy about him showing up. When I saw him at the fashion show, I was thinking like, oh, okay, this is her date. Yeah. I'm thinking she's happy that he's here. And she was not.
Not so much. Not so much at all. What about Kenya and Marlo? Do you think the two of them are ever going to settle their differences?
No. No. I think it's gone too far yet again. They had started doing really good at the top of this season and it went left. And I don't think it will ever be right.
No, definitely not. What was the reunion like? If you could, I know you can't give us too much.
The reunion was heated, yeah. To say the least. It was really cool. I, for one, was shocked by the seating arrangement right off rip.
Okay. What? Why so?
Well, because some people who didn't necessarily get along or didn't get along throughout the season, even now, were next to each other. And I was like, this is not good. Who came up with this? And I'm like, who thought that was a good idea? I don't know about that. But yeah, so that was one reason that like threw me off even from the first step out to the stage. Yeah. And then obviously people really got some things off of their chest. So yeah, it's a good reunion.
I'm sure. What did you kind of want to get off your chest when you went in there? Did you have like something that you really had like an agenda going in there at all?
Well, I never pre-plan anything. I know some of the girls are already set. They got their scripts. They know what they want to say. For me, I just already knew that I was definitely going to be addressing the Marlo situation head on. And I was ready for all the smoke. Whoever wanted to bring it, I was ready to give it to them.
You know, fans of Housewives absolutely loved Ultimate Girls Trip. Would you ever be a part of it? Because obviously you are an Ultimate Housewife. So would you ever dip your toe into that?
Yeah, I don't. At this point, I don't see it happening.
No.
And just because like anybody that I would have possibly wanted to or felt comfortable being in a house with, they've already done it. So I'm not really good around a lot of new people. Even when I did Celebrity Big Brother, I was like, oh God, like this is torture being in this house with these people for a month. Like, so I can be there with a whole bunch of different housewives for some cattiness. I'm like, I deal with enough doing RHOA. And then I'm doing this other show with my group Escape and SWV. Like, oh my God, I'm done with all these different females in one place.
Totally, totally. What was it like having Apollo back? You know, I don't know if you guys really got to interact at the fashion show, if Todd's still friends with him at all.
No.
I'm sure that this is not true coming from the source, but Kelly Dodd said that Phaedra was asked to come back to Housewives. Would you ever film with her if she did?
Oh, we've already answered that question. Like, yeah. No, I have no interest in us, you know, being a part of the same franchise at the same time. You know? So,
Would you think of Sonia as a new housewife this season? Because obviously it's probably not easy to come be the new girl in the mix, but do you feel like she kind of held her own? And what did you think of her? You know, obviously her and Kenya went back and forth, but what did you think? How do you think she handled it?
Well, I mean, I thought that Sonia did really good. I mean, I felt like she was a good housewife. Now, did I think she got red multiple times? She definitely got red. Okay. poor Sonya, she's gonna have to learn how to her comeback's got to be pretty quick if you want to try to come for like Kenya Moore and on these other ladies are experienced at the reading game.
You gotta think quick on your feet, right?
Yes, they will let you have it. So I feel like this first season was definitely a learning experience for her. Mm-hmm. But overall, I really like what she has going on, the dynamic of her family, everybody living in the house together. I think that's interesting in itself. And even her background of, you know, being an Olympic champion and her husband being a you know, pro football player with all his Super Bowl trophies and stuff. So I just like, it's kind of cool to me.
Definitely. Are there any housewives from the past from Atlanta that you would want to see come back? Because obviously we had Sheree come back this season, Marlo, first season as a peach holder. But is there anybody else from the past that you would want to see come back?
Yeah. I mean, I'm always down for a good Eva. Like, that's my girl. I just saw her like a week ago. Yeah. We were hanging out. But yeah, and then obviously I'm always going to love Cynthia Bailey. That's my girl. Love her. And if it's just, you know, for the drama, I mean, it's a couple others, LaToya, mm-hmm. Claudia, like a lot of them were definitely good with the drama.
Definitely, definitely. We're asking all female entrepreneurs, since you are a female entrepreneur, what does that mean to you, having your own business, you know, being successful not only on TV, but in music and everything else? So what does it mean to you to be a female entrepreneur?
Oh, well, for me, what it means is just to really just set the pace, mm-hmm. make moves, and then help lift others up. I mean, it's funny that you asked that, because I just had my bedroom candy convention with all my consultants this past weekend, and that's all we were talking about: motivating each other, uplifting each other, making business moves. For me, I'm always trying to be the first or kick the door in for everybody else that's with me to come through, you know. And then just in business, just to set the pace, because a lot of times, you know, women have been always looked at as, okay, we have it so much harder. We have to work so much harder to take a stance and make a name for ourselves in certain industries. I know for me in the music business, it's always been a male dominated industry. So for me, it's just something for me that I just like to set the pace, set the tone, open doors for other women that's coming with me, and get the bag, honey. That's what we got to do. We got to get the bag. Okay.
I love it so much. Candy, thank you. I appreciate you taking the time. I can't wait to see your aunt's house being transformed. I'm sure it's going to be beautiful.
Oh, can I say something else?
Of course.
Nichelle, you know, the host of the show, she's the one who reached out to me and was like, hey, friend, you know, I was thinking, would you like to be a part of, you know, this renovation and celebrity home renovation? And I was just like, you know what? Mm-hmm. So I want to say much love to Nichelle. I love her so much. She's so cool. And she was like, Aunt Bertha would be a good one. And so I was like, yeah, let's call my Aunt Bertha, see what she's thinking.
I love it. I can't wait to see Aunt Bertha's home transformed. Hopefully you can sit on the furniture soon. All right, that's it for this week's episode of Getting Real with the Housewives. But if you want some more Housewives news, head on over to usmagazine.com, where we've got you covered.